on Friday morning, but sunshine returned with high temperatures in the 50s, then a great weekend. Highs in the 60s Saturday and Sunday, lots of sun, really nice. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This is attorney Saj Grubbs inviting you to our free lunch and learn on November 14th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. The topic is 7 mistakes you don't want to make in your estate plan and how to choose a home health provider. Call 649-4911 to register.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police are investigating a shooting Monday night. They tell us this happened in the 4700 block of Mobile Highway around 6:30. A man was taken to the hospital with life-threatening injuries. So far, no arrests have been made. Selma police have a suspected killer behind bars this morning. Police say 34-year-old Winston Harris is charged with murder and the death of 42-year-old Ricky Sanders. Sanders' badly beaten body was found on Lamar Avenue last Friday morning. Harris is being held in the Dallas County Jail. And multiple organizations are holding a rain gear drive for MPS students today. If you would like to donate, visit Booker T. Washington's campus on Haneville Road, Moe's at East Chase, or St. James School this morning. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
The holidays are here, and while most of us will be busy planning the next big meal, thousands of families in the River Region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting and Bailey Brothers Music Company are doing something about it, and you can help. Drop off non-perishable food items to Bailey Brothers Music Company and help stuff our Sprinter van full of food. Bailey Brothers Music, where you are the star. It's our annual holiday food drive. Donate what you can from Blue Water Broadcasting and Bailey Brothers Music Company.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Deadly wildfires raging at both ends of California.
We have a real challenge here, threatening our whole way of life.
The midterm drama rages on in Florida.
Recounting underway in the Senate and the governor's races.
67 counties are working to recount more than 8.2 million ballots.
U.S. officials confirmed that North Korea is still improving its ballistic missiles at as many as 20 hidden bases.
Deadly police shooting of a black security guard in Robbins, Illinois.
He was Jamel Robertson, the bouncer on duty at the bar, who an eyewitness says was trying to stop a possible shooter.
Tributes are pouring in for an American icon, Stan Lee, the comic book visionary behind Spider-Man and the legendary universe of superheroes, has died at the age of 95.
A school district in Wisconsin investigating a photo of a group of high school boys giving what appears to be a Nazi salute.
New updated guidelines for physical activity.
Adults are urged to get at least 2.5 hours of exercise per week.
Kids as young as 3 should be active throughout the day.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday. 272-9228, that's where we are. First time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market.
Also, any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of things that you put in there. One of the things I would put in there, if you win it now, or if you're down there now, is a praline and pecan bundt cake. They are absolutely delicious. They've got them there. They got pecans coming out of the kazoo. They got every kind of pecan you can think of. I'm doing a pecan pie from Sweet Creek for Thanksgiving myself. Put some nice ice cream on there. Heat it up. It is going to be delicious. Okay. So the Dems and Whitaker are kind of, Dems aren't liking the Whitaker thing. They think something bad is going to happen to Mueller. So let's listen to Catherine Herridge talk about Dems and Whitaker.
And President Trump picked to be acting attorney general is facing increasing pressure tonight to remove himself from any involvement with the special counsel investigation of his boss. Chief intelligence correspondent Catherine Herridge tells us how Matt Whitaker's supporters are fighting back.
The Democrats would like to talk about yet another attorney general recusing himself.
Today, Republicans pushed back after Democrats formally asked the Justice Department's ethics office whether they have advised acting attorney general Matt Whitaker to recuse from supervision of the special counsel investigation. Democrats who soon take control of key House committees allege Whitaker's past media appearances smack of anti-Mueller bias.
He should recuse himself because he has expressed total hostility. He's to the investigation. He has said the investigation shouldn't go forward.
But counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, insisted Whitaker's past comments are old news.
If you're talking about Matt Whitaker's statements as a private citizen a year and a half ago, when the Mueller investigation first started, what he has said on cable TV, I don't think that disqualifies somebody from being the chief law enforcement officer at the Department of Justice.
The Republican chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, whose investigators exposed the DNC Clinton campaign-funded Trump dossier and alleged surveillance of the Trump campaign, hands the gavel to ranking Democrat Adam Schiff.
We are going to find out whether he made commitments to the president about the probe, whether he is serving as a back channel to the president or his lawyers about the probe, whether he's doing anything to interfere with the probe.
Whitaker now oversees a special counsel probe, replacing Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. House Republicans allege Rosenstein's conflicts included signing the final surveillance warrant for Trump campaign aide Carter Page to being a potential witness in an obstruction case against the president for firing FBI Director Comey.
Rod Rosenstein has an actual conflict because by definition he's a witness, and to be oversee an investigation and be a fact witness is always inappropriate. But this isn't new to have a double standard.
Right, today, a Justice Department spokesperson said Whitaker is fully committed to consulting with ethics officials on his oversight role and matters that may warrant recusal on the legitimacy of his appointment. A DOJ official said Whitaker is eligible under the Federal Vacancies Reform Act.
Okay, and I'm going to guess that they know what they're talking about. So I'm going to go with the DOJ attorneys versus some of this other discussion. But as we say, we'll know in the fullness of time. Now, Catherine Herridge also dropped something else, that there may be a new indictment coming down with the name Roger Stone on it.
Catherine, every day we're asking about what happens with the special counsel. We're hearing there may be another indictment coming from the Mueller team. What about that?
Well, in the last few minutes, we've learned that an associate of political operative Roger Stone believes he will be indicted by special counsel Robert Mueller. Jerome Corsi was on YouTube this afternoon streaming his show when he made the announcement. He said, "I fully expect that I will be indicted by Mueller for some type of false information, either to the special counsel or to the grand jury." Jerome Corsi has been of interest to the investigation because of his alleged contact or knowledge of WikiLeaks and the release of the Clinton emails. At this point, we don't know if that is the issue at hand.
Now, what Stone is saying is that that conversation never happened. What Team Mueller is saying is that they have evidence of that. That's what is being leaked out, by the way. So this would be interesting because that would get a little towards collusion. I'm not sure that Stone had any communications with Trump directly. It's a question, did Stone have communications with Manafort, who is his former business partner? It was Blackstone and Manafort was a political operative firm that Reagan we used in 1980 for the campaign, up to the point that Charlie Black got fired on the Tuesday Night Massacre in New Hampshire, and a whole new group was brought in from that. But they were with Reagan from the latter part of 1979, where he announced and built the field team to that Tuesday Night Massacre of February of 1980 in Nashua, New Hampshire, matter of fact. Was there when it happened. Scared the heck out of me, being a young man at that time. So that is... That's kind of where we're happening with some of these things on Whitaker, and it. Let me go down this line a little further here, and let's see if I'm missing one. Oh, Jonathan Turley is going to be talking about investigation and trying the Dems trying to impeach Trump.
The chief ethics officer of the Justice Department, asking him to issue guidelines, should Whitaker recuse himself.
Matt Whitaker, immediately, one of the first orders of business will be, if necessary, to subpoena him.
We are going to need to ruthlessly prioritize on the Intel Committee, so we've already started that process.
Democrats right out of the gate on Sunday pledging to unleash what the media are calling an investigation onslaught into the Trump administration. Professor Jonathan Turley, he, of course, a constitutional law professor at George Washington University. So, Professor, are you surprised that the Democrats wasted no time in announcing, you know what, we're going to start digging, and we're going to start digging soon?
No, they campaigned on this promise that they would hit the president and the administration with a storm of subpoenas.
Right.
This is really going to answer that Zen-like question of one hand clapping. You know, they control one house, but that's enough to bring in these individuals into oversight committees. And there's an obvious interest in building a case for impeachment. It's just they don't really have the impeachment grounds. And I'm here in Dallas to debate CNN's Jeff Toobin on impeachment. That is the subject that everyone is talking about. I just don't believe that they have enough right now to make out a compelling a single right. article of impeachment.
Told me in the commercial, Mr. Toobin's going to suggest that impeachment is political, and you disagree with that.
The framers viewed this as a legal standard. They wanted to make it difficult. It is not a court of law technically, but it has standards. It's very easy to say, oh, this is just a political judgment, because it releases these members to just vote their political interests. That's not what the framers intended.
Interesting. Jonathan Turley, I think, has been spot on all of these that he's been tracking and really sees it in the right way. I haven't seen him miss one. But then he's going to kind of get into the investigate and then impeach again.
When you look at how the campaign ran over the last year, we heard a lot from Maxine Waters over the period of time talking about impeach, but then the party leaders were like, yeah, let's back away from that. People, if the people are going to put us in power, they want us to try to get stuff done. And now we see all these committees that are talking about hearings.
That's right. And, you know, this is what the framers were afraid of. Impeachment's not supposed to be a recreational exercise. It's not supposed to be something that you do to please your base. It's a very serious and disruptive and dysfunctional element to introduce into our system. The chances that Donald Trump will be impeached are virtually nil at this point. So first they're going to throw out a net and try to find any possible evidence that they can make out an impeachable offense. They don't have it right now. But when you look at the range and scope of the suggested investigations, it's really breathtaking.
And that's, I think the Democrats are going to overstep their bounds, because if they kind of did this, no, we just want to do, you know, investigate the things that need to be investigated. Well, they're going to do the taxes. They're going to do Trump Tower. They're going to do any type of finance deals that he did with anybody that's out there. And they're going to look at the hotel in Washington and the monument calls and the fact that there are foreign nationals that are going and staying at this hotel and spending $250,000. I think that hotel probably does so much business that that's probably going to be a drop in the bucket.
Well, and Trump, the Trump organization doesn't technically own it, last I read on it, that they manage it. They're the managing partner of that hotel. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, there's just... That there's a lot to be said there, because there's I mean, how long has there been back scratching going on anyway?
Yeah, the basically the person who they're renting it from is the federal government,
right?
So the federal government did a contract with them that they're going to manage it, put the Trump name on it, and then they're managing it, and I'm not sure if they get a percentage of the profits. I would think they would, but so that's a percentage of a percentage that's out there. And the federal government wanted to have the look, and so they went to one and only Donald J. Trump. Which is a pretty smart move, by the way.
Well, it is. It is. Well, it makes me wonder. I mean, the emoluments clause, you can't, the president cannot take things of value from foreign leaders to influence him. Could, say, the Trump Organization give, you know, room, special treatment to people that they think, you know, would be good to grease the skids? Is that against the law? Like, you're going to be in our country here. Stay here. Yeah, it's covered.
You're saying that they cut that deal with these foreign nationals?
Yeah, like, you can come stay here at a cut rate, and, you know, we'll take care of you.
Yeah, I think it just naturally happened. I think they gravitated to it because right. It's something that they like. I mean, I have not seen Trump Tower, Trump in Washington, D.C., but talking to D.C. people, they said it is the place to go.
Yes.
It is. It's kind of like the when they did the Willard and they redid it, that was the place to go. And then the old post office was a known artifact and building. And from everything I heard, it is just spectacular inside. And if you want to go and be seen, that's where you go. Newstar 93.1, which happens a lot in Washington, D.C., by the way. We'll be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
I have a picture pinned to my wall. An image of you and of me, and we're laughing with love at it all. Look at our life now, tattered and torn. We fuss and we fight and delight in the tears that we cry until dawn.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by value pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned makes starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 5 days to return it for a full refund. 5 days to drive and decide. Need another reason to shop at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars? They're the area's largest buyer of used cars. Value pricing that can't be beat. 50 plus years of service to our community, a 5-day return policy, credit options for everyone, and a huge inventory of cars, trucks, and SUVs.
Come see me, Tip Thames, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
Mileage restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Dave, Gene from corporate. You placed an ad on that huge national job site, and now HR has thousands of useless applications.
Well, Gene, you clearly said we want quantity, not quality.
That's exactly the opposite of what I said, Dave.
Oh, well, like my mother taught me, if at first you don't succeed, cut your losses and run. Bye!
Dave.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
When we go out for lunch, we love Sinclair's. They have something for even the pickiest eaters in our bunch.
We serve our same appetizers, which a lot of folks come in and have them for lunch or for dinner. And we also do burgers and fresh seafood.
And the budget-conscious ones.
You really can spend anywhere from $5, $6, $7, $8 to $25, $30 if you want to go for the higher-end meal.
Sinclair's salads are always my go-to choice. I love their variety, which is why they've been a River Region favorite for years.
We've been known for our salads since we opened. We do a lot of smaller salads, but we do a lot of dinner entree type salads, cuts of chicken or shrimp or fresh fish on it, you know, however you want to do it. Shrimp and avocados are real popular that we've sold for years and years.
All their salads, steaks, burgers, seafood are all locally sourced, and that means a lot to me. Let's not forget their pasta dishes.
I like one called Mediterranean Chicken Pasta, which is a fried chicken breast over angel hair pasta with a red sauce on it that's really, really good.
We love going to Sinclair's for lunch, dinner, or both. Sinclair's, a Montgomery tradition at Vaughn and Taylor Road.
Brace yourself, I'm coming in hot.
Today's my lucky day.
Everyone is getting super turned on to Fox Bunny Friday.
Boom! I don't know if this is frightening or arousing.
Last Man Standing is back, and Tim Allen's better than ever.
I don't know what you're eating, but whatever it is, it's making you younger.
Corn nuts and bacon.
Then stick around for the coolest kids in town.
All you have to do is stay awake until 9:30.
All right, 9.
Friday on Fox 20.
We are all on board.
Cool.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
This is where we are. Let's go to the phones here, boys and girls, and let's go to Will. Will, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan, I heard y'all talking about the Trump Tower, and I stayed there over New Year's this past year.
Whoa! What were you doing there on New Year's?
Oh, just a vacation, and we're going to go south, but I think the hurricane had just hit Key West, and so we had a change of plans, and but it was a truly amazing experience at Trump Tower. I've never experienced that type of customer service. Just the level was incredible, the way they treat you, from the way you walk in the door, they greet you by name. Even getting out of the cab, we couldn't figure out how they knew our names just getting out of the cab to check in. But they have everything. They are just covered and just treat you incredibly.
Everybody tells me that, and they go there. They said it's the place to be. And a lot of people kind of do what you do, even that live there. They'll go in and get a room when they're doing the balls for New Year's Eve and such, and they get a room at Trump Tower, and they had one of the events at Trump Tower, I believe, on New Year's Eve. That was in
they
the ballroom.
In fact, yeah, we had other plans planned that night, but when we got back, we determined that we should have stayed at the hotel. In fact, we kind of determined that we probably could have stayed at the hotel the entire trip and never left and had just a good time.
Tell me, how was the food there? I understand it's just spectacular.
The food was amazing. They have, at the bar, they have a kitchen that serves hors d'oeuvres. And I know we did a chartreuse board that was the best we'd ever had. The drinks were just prepared immaculate. They have a BLT Prime there that was incredible. The spa was a great experience. Like I said, we literally could have stayed there for the 4 days we were there and never walked out the front door.
That is great. Did you enjoy Washington, D.C.?
We did. We got out a lot and saw some of the attractions, had a lot of good food. Went to the Old Ebbett Grill several times.
Yeah, Old Ebbett Grill is great. Did you have the chili there? That's one of my favorite.
No, I didn't have the chili. I think we went for breakfast two or three times. But I'm not much of a city person. I like going going south to the water. But for a big city, I would recommend Washington D.C. for anybody. It's a lot of stuff to do.
Yeah, D.C. I love D.C. D.C. is a beautiful city, and during the weekend and holidays, there's very little traffic around there, so you can get around pretty fast. But it's a remarkable city. I've spent many New Year's Eve holiday there at different hotels that we had contacts with, and it's the way to go, my friend. You don't get any DUIs if you stay at the hotel.
That's true. All right, Dan, I appreciate it.
You have a great one. Still got to go. We got to the bottom of the hour. Can you see the clock?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, that's then Jonathan Turley and this impeachment stuff is people are kind of getting a little overboard here. There was a little pop that happened out there. The Department of Homeland Security, they're talking about Nielsen leaving. They're talking about, in this little short report, they're going to be talking about Department of Justice and then also special counsel doing some things.
President Trump is reportedly looking for a new Homeland Security Secretary. The Washington Post says he's decided to remove Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen. An administration official tells CBS News Nielsen is expected to leave by the end of the year. The president's new acting attorney general, Matt Whitaker, is talking with ethics officials after Democrats insisted he stay away from special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. Paula Reed is at the White House with the newest potential cabinet shakeup.
An administration official tells CBS News that the president is frustrated with what he views as Nielsen's lackluster performance on immigration enforcement. But so far, the president is heeding the advice of his chief of staff, John Kelly, and giving Nielsen more time. In a statement, the Department of Homeland Security said Nielsen, who's only been at the job for less than a year, is committed to implementing the president's security-focused agenda and will continue to do so. Now, across town, over at the Justice Department, where President Trump recently fired Attorney General Sessions, even though he was quite effective on immigration and enforcement, new acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker is consulting with senior ethics officials about whether he needs to possibly recuse himself from any cases at the Justice Department. And this comes amid calls from Democrats for him to step aside from oversight of the Russia investigation. But there is no legal requirement for Whitaker to follow their advice, whatever it may be. Now, the president's former personal attorney, Michael Cohen, was also in Washington yesterday to speak with special counsel investigators as part of his continued cooperation with the Justice Department. And I've spoken with many sources with knowledge of the special counsel investigation, and we do expect new indictments to be coming as soon as today.
I think they're going to play this straight down the middle. I think what they did is they did their homework. I think Whitaker is going to be fine. I think they're making much ado about nothing. I think the Democrats are just trying to find something out there that's wrong, and they think he's going to fire Mueller. I think they're going to just make sure that oversight is there and that Rosenstein, I think he may be an interesting player out of this whole thing. I guess we'll see in the fullness of time. News Talk 93.1, the MR Show. We're going to be back right after this.
Listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Yeah.
carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Power through your next project and save by shopping Lowe's for Craftsman 20-volt cordless power tools. Their interchangeable battery system works with all tools in the 20-volt lineup, so you get the runtime you need and the power you deserve. Try them and save big with $50 off a 20-volt two-tool cordless combo kit featuring a drill, impact driver, two batteries, charger, and storage bag for just $99. Get yours today at Lowe's, the new home of Craftsman. Offer valid 11/7 through 11/14 while supplies last. See store for details. U.S. only.
Today's the day to get motivated, to be inspired, to start listening. And now with Audible, for just $14.95 a month, you get any audiobook of your choice and two Audible originals. Plus, for the first time ever, exclusive fitness and wellness programs all included with your membership. And if you don't like a book, exchange it at any time. So make today the day you start listening to Audible. Start your 30-day trial and get your first audiobook for free at audible.com.
What do you call a turkey the day after Thanksgiving?
I don't know. What?
Lucky.
The day after Thanksgiving. Black Friday. Start of the Christmas shopping season. At Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, this can be your lucky day. No joke. It's the Black Friday sales event with deals all month long at Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. You can save $15,000 on all 2018 and 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorns. Built for work or play, the Ram 1500 Bighorn has relentless capability and streamlined performance. And for a limited time, receive 25% off all 2019 Jeep Cherokees in stock. The Jeep Cherokee mixes off-road capability with mainstream appeal. The Black Friday sales event with deals all month long at Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Better vehicles, better service, better pricing. It's a better buy at Brubaker. Plus, tag, title, and fees. Must finance with Chrysler Capital. Savings off list price, not MSRP. Offer expires November 30th.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. After some delays, ballots are now being recounted in Broward County, Florida, part of the statewide recount for top races.
If you voted early in Broward County, Florida, your ballot is now being fed through the counting machines. Again, the elections office here has been spending the time sorting the different kinds of ballots and say they're confident they can meet Thursday's legally imposed deadline. They only need to count page one of each ballot, as that's where the disputed races are listed. And that means about 200,000 pages.
Fox 7 Brown in Lauderdale, Florida. Stronger winds making the job harder for firefighters in Southern California today. There's a search for more wildfire victims in Northern California with 42 deaths confirmed.
The fire moved so quickly. In some cases, people just didn't have time to get out. Their bodies were found in their vehicles. Others were found in their homes or outside. The fire destroyed more than 6,700 structures. Red flag conditions remain in effect for parts of Southern California through tomorrow, which means a lot of wind.
That's Jessica Rosenthal in L.A. This is Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Ox Foundation Solutions. For a free quote, call 205-918-7628 or go to oxfoundations.com. Ox Foundation Solutions, Alabama's best foundation and waterproof specialists.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Another disappointing forecast today and a dismal forecast tomorrow, but there are brighter days ahead later in the week. Hang on. Today, periods of rain, mostly light to moderate. Temperatures will be steady or falling today. In fact, falling to about 46 by 5 p.m. Overnight low tonight, 42. Northwest winds will pick up a little bit and gusty later on today. Tomorrow, periods of rain, a cold day again with a high around 49. I know. Thursday, chance of showers early, otherwise cloudy. Still chilly, high 47. Maybe some sun breaks late in the day. We'll be close to a freeze first thing on Friday morning, but sunshine returns with high temperatures in the 50s. Then a great weekend. Highs in the 60s Saturday and Sunday. Lots of sun. Really nice. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank, where they have what it takes for you to live your best life, your prime life. Their service is as sunny as the forecast, and their fee-free checking accounts can chase away the clouds. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Nielsen at DHS, I guess the person who's kind of protecting her is Kelly, General Kelly, since he was formerly at DHS and he recommended her. But it seems from that article or that story that Trump is getting a little frustrated with the fact that DHS is not being more proactive on the border type thing. He certainly is making a bold move with the military, and Morning Joe is just all over that and kind of figuring out what to do or what not to do towards that. Speaking of border and caravan and such, let's listen in to the U.S. law enforcement prepares to handle the migrants. We had this story from yesterday.
Law enforcement has begun to prepare for the approaching migrant caravan making its way to our southern border. Got about 6,500 coming our way. Troops have been deployed to protect the border. You know that. But how prepared is law enforcement? Can they handle the wave of thousands of people as we watch them get closer and closer? We have a Border Patrol agent here to tell us. He's Sector Chief Manuel Padilla, Jr. of Texas. Manuel, when they get here, they're now going to be facing troops and an executive order that should be pushing them to the port of entry. What's it going to look like?
Well, we're, as law enforcement, as Border Patrol and CBP officers at the ports of entry, what we are looking for, Brian, is an orderly situation where if people are showing up at our borders, they will not enter illegally, one, in mass groups. And then secondly, those that are seeking asylum, be able to apply for asylum at the ports of entry, that's a designated place, in an orderly fashion. So the ports of entry have a very core mission of facilitating trade and travel. They are very, very busy with their day-to-day mission of facilitating trade and travel. So we have some limitations as far as how many people we can process for asylum. So we're working closely with Mexico on shelters, increasing shelters, and having a control situation.
So basically what they're saying, if you come into a port of entry, then it's fine. And I described to you what I was told about somebody understands the operation. They put up a wall that they have to climb over, and then when they fall on the other side, there's Constantine wire in between that wall where there's an existing wall that they put it up, and say 25, 30 feet, enough where they can get a vehicle in there to go pick up the person. And it's going to be a pretty good operation. Then they're going to go take them, then they're going to go put them in a camp. If it's just a kid, then they're going to have to release him in 20 some odd days. Though they may be able to expedite some of those guys and get hearings for them. Another part is that then they're basically going to be in like a POW camp in there, and they're going to be put away there until they can get adjudicated for every one of them. Let's go to the phones and go to Bill. Bill, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan.
Hey, Bill. How are you? How have you been?
I'm doing well. Got a lot of stuff going on and got some stuff coming up, but I'm good right now. Thanks for asking.
Sure.
You know, Trump has said several different things about the caravan coming in, the invasion. You know, at first he said he wasn't going to let them in. They were going to be stopped at the border. Then he kind of backed up and said, well, we're going to create a tent city on the American side or on the U.S. side, and we're going to put them there.
Right.
And then he came back and said that, you know, he was putting the military down there, and they were actually trying to negotiate to put the tent city on the Mexican side. So he's kind of waffled a little bit back and forth. But, you know, it seems to me, if you know they're coming, it would be better to meet them and start doing fingerprints, getting names, all this stuff before they get here.
Or they need to go through a port of entry and then all that gets done.
Yeah, but if you do it ahead of time, then you got time to do a lot more research. And then
No, wait. No, I mean, here's the rules of engagement. Is you must come through a port of entry. If you don't come through a port of entry, they're going to arrest you, and then they're going to hold you, and then as soon as they can, if they find out that there's nothing, that you're not who you say you are, you're not seeking asylum, then they're deporting you.
Yeah, well, what if when they get, say, I don't know, 50 or 100 miles from the border, they split up into multiple groups and fan out? How much of the border can you protect?
Well, if you got the technology, you can protect a lot of it. You can do it a lot better than what's being done now. But why would you go 50 miles inland, and what would Mexico say about that? And do you think that these migrants are going to come to that group versus going to a port of entry? I mean, if they're not going to go to a port of entry, they're not going to go to that group.
I'm suggesting that the United States put people on the ground to meet them wherever they are and start gathering names, gathering fingerprints.
So they run away. What do you do? They run away. What do you do?
Well, you just tell them if you're not on this list when you get to the border, you're not even coming in port of entry.
Or
turn you away.
Or just say, do it the right way and go to the port of entry. I mean, I'm not sure. First of all, sending troops into Mexico isn't, you know, kind of the right thing to do. But, I mean, just, you know, migrants, just do it the right way. Go to the port of entry and do that. But if you come over the wall and you enter illegally, then we're going to arrest you, period. And you're not going to be able to have an opportunity to ask for asylum.
Well, if you've got 15,000 people coming, they're not going to walk through in a day. Plus the fact that, like I said, if 50 or 100 miles before they get to the border, they start breaking up in small groups and heading to different areas, and they amass and cross the border in groups that are large enough, and they're 300 miles from some of the major ports of entry.
Let me tell you something, Bill. You're not thinking through this thing logically. I mean, you're applying one set of standards for the wall, and you're not applying that same set of standards for U.S. troops being in Mexico, which that would be a big deal to have. But let's say 300 come over at a time. Well, what you do is you go get, you do a force multiplier, and you go meet them there. And if they're trying to break through, you go and arrest them. You knock them down. I mean, the more they're going to try to surge or do something like that, the more bigger problems that they're going to have.
Well, we'll see. I just think, I don't really think they've got necessarily a formal plan. They're just kind of putting things together.
No, I think they have a very formal plan, and I described it to you. When somebody comes over that wall, they're going to be trapped between the wall and the Constantine wire. They're going to be looking at them through ground radar. They're going to be looking at them through drones. They're going to be using thermal cameras, and they're going to know when these people are showing up. They're not, and if 300 people are going to try to jump the wall, I want to see that happen.
Well, you got several thousand miles of border to protect, so we'll see.
Well, but you're going to be watching them. You're going to be seeing them approaching and watching them. You don't think that they've got them on satellite?
Well, I'm sure they do, but they can only cover so much area.
Bill, welcome to 2018. Those satellites can go in and start looking for people, and they can also start doing the thermal registry reading that's there. I mean, if you are 10,000 feet up and you're in a drone, you're covering a hell of a lot of territory.
Yeah, but then you got to get people there to support it.
Remember we were talking 15,000 people. So you've got Border Patrol. Instead of Border Patrol working kitchen duties, you've got military that are doing that. Instead of Border Patrol having a driver to go drive a vehicle or fly a helicopter, you got the military to do that. So you've got a force multiplier.
Yeah,
They had 23,000 people that came over in October. 23,000.
Yeah.
That they arrested. 23,000.
So I wonder how many got through without being arrested.
I have no clue, but they're worried that it would be that this multiplier, this group of people coming over, would make it worse than whatever it was.
Well, I think they need to get some ICE officials ahead of the game. And, you know, if you look at where they've crossed some of the other borders when they were told, you know, to do it in a civil procession, they just bum-rushed it, basically, and broke through.
Right. So you think they're going to do that in the United States?
We'll see.
We'll see in the fullness of time. And by the way, that was on a road that they were doing, and that was a checkpoint area that they were going through. And what it is, they bum-rushed the fence around the checkpoint area. Bill, thanks for the telephone call. Appreciate you. News Talk 93.1. Dan Morris Show, we'll be back right after this.
By the way you parked your car sideways at a wooden mast.
You're listening to the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
I guess I must be dumb. She had a pocket full of horses, Trojan and some of them. Saturday night, I guess that makes it alright. You see, what have I got to lose?
You get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
There. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. My team and I greatly appreciate your business. Because of your support, we are celebrating our fifth year of service. As a token of our gratitude, we are now offering others who serve our communities with a $500 lender credit towards closing costs. Active military veterans, first responders, teachers, and nurses, thank you for all you do. Call us now at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Just the other day, we helped a fireman from Montgomery lower his monthly payments by lowering his interest rate and providing him with the cash out that he needed to pay off high-rate credit card debt. This could be you. What are you waiting for? Call Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
Just can't stand the way that I walked out from the
272928,
that's where we are.
Can't understand the way that I turned myself around.
You know, it was great having Dan Black in the studio yesterday. He's a great guy. You know, think about some of the things that you may need in your house. Are there some things that are just not working, like an exhaust fan over your oven, or maybe a fan just in a room that's not acting right? Well, Mr. Electric can go in and take care of those little teeny things that you need, or the big, big, big stuff. Just look around your house. See if you're ready for Christmas, if you're ready for a bunch of people to be there for Thanksgiving. And see what you may need in the issue of anything electrical. Mr. Electric can do it for you. Get ready for Christmas early and the wiring and lighting and things that you'll need. And make sure that you're doing it safely by calling Mr. Electric. Get ready to copy. And like I say all the time, you need to put this number in your phone, 334-269-8886, 269-8886. Mr. Electric, $35 off a service of $200 or more. Give them a call. Tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener. Pink Barbie, I love your name. Pink Barbie, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm very good.
I have a question. I was just listening to your other caller, and I just want to know, why do we have to let them in our country at all? Like, why can't we just close our borders and just not let them in?
Well, you have to stop them, and that's why Donald Trump wants a wall that you can't climb. But he's not getting that because Congress won't give him the money for it.
I mean, shouldn't we, the people, have a vote? We don't want them in this country.
Yeah.
Why do we have to?
But what you have to do is you have to stop them from being in this country. And so the way to stop them is to build a wall and have more border security.
Right.
But financing, the Congress wouldn't give him the money to do that. They gave him a little money to do it, but he wanted like $25 billion to do everything. And they gave him, I think it was $2.9 billion. She didn't like that answer?
I guess she just dropped off. And also, I'd imagine on a given day, how many people cross a port of entry, like at the Mexican border?
Say, you're talking like, about an official
port of entry, yes. I mean, I'm sure it's thousands.
Oh, yeah, it's a ton.
There's economic factors that come in. Like, you would like to have official ports of entry that, you know, Trump said it in the debates, I want a wall with a big, beautiful door.
Yeah.
And I'm all for having a big, beautiful door. And I think we also have, you know, laws about asylum, but the problem is we've not been doing it in a very organized manner.
Well,
people haven't been coming through, say, the port of entry.
Yeah, it's a flawed situation. What they do is they come in, ask for asylum, they go in and give them a trial date. 80% of the people don't show up, and the reason that they don't show up is because they're not officially seeking asylum.
Right.
So they go get embedded into the country, and they just kind of disappear. The 20% that do show up for court make their case, and most of them actually get accepted.
Well, if they have a good case, and there are cases where somebody definitely needs to stay in this country, and I mean, we want to be able to, you know, live up to this idea. If you're really running away from some sort of terror or some sort of terrible situation, come on in. And then also another huge problem is the border is sort of symbolic in my mind. The biggest issue with people here illegally or undocumented is visa overstays. They get here legally, and then they just don't report.
Right.
And they stay in the country.
They don't leave.
Which, obviously, if you think about it, that would be probably your biggest problem. Because once you're here, you're here. And if you don't report, you can probably go a long time without having to report or run into federal authority.
Yeah, they need to. That clearly needs to be improved upon. And that's actually what a lot of ICE agents are doing, is they're taking people who are overextending their visa. They're finding them, getting them, because they've got more information on them. And they can track them a lot better. And then once they capture them, then they boot them out of the country and send them back home. And one-way ticket, and you're gone type thing. And you have a lot of those, particularly in kind of some high-skill jobs, engineering, programming, things like that, from India and China and places like that, where people are really good at programming. They'll work fairly cheap, and they don't want to go back to the black hole of Calcutta. And they want to be, you know, they love the country. Anybody out there, if you traveled anywhere around the world, and even the nice hot spots of Paris, the Romes, the Berlins, places, but most of the world is not very good. I mean, it really is very unorganized. We have such a great medical system, phone system. Our communications here is so good compared to the rest of the world. It just amazes me when I would travel how much wouldn't work out there. It was incredible. Like, I was in Jamaica, and they would have blackouts in the city. I'd be sitting in my room, I'd look out in the city, and there'd be a big chunk of Kingston that'd be dark. And it was so bad, we had to go to Guantanamo Bay to get a generator to bring to Kingston, Jamaica, to put in the port to connect to the hotel and where the person was staying and to this generator.
Well, I believe it definitely in Jamaica. I guess the closest places on par with the United States would be certain European countries.
Yeah, but even those are, you know, Rome is just, it's packed and it's old. And things don't work very well. London is more modern, but it's still, and you go downtown and down Hyde Park and that kind of stuff, it's It's pretty, it's like a little New York.
I worry and I'm a little frustrated with the immigration issue because it's more than just the border. The border and securing it is certainly part of the solution and the conversation. But in my mind, it's time you solve the problem. And I'm talking about how the current legal immigration system works. When we say we want to stop illegal immigration, what exactly do we mean by that? And do we want to...
Somebody who's coming over here that's not coming over here legally.
Right. But then sometimes it seems like there are also folks that want to expand the definition of illegal and reduce how many people can come here legally or make it more difficult to come here legally.
Well, you know,
there's a lot of different interests taking part in this conversation. It doesn't always seem clear to me.
Right. Well, the policy of the country is we have a entry quota by countries. Right. So if you're from XYZ country, we'll take up to this number there. If you're not displacing somebody from a job and you are in fairly good health, and you're not going to be taxing the system. The difficulty is people have learned that they come here and they just stay here. Or they get over here illegally so they can go to work. I mean, just go to Walmart on any Friday and look at the amount of people that are cashing their checks and sending it out of country. I had a conversation with somebody who worked in a Walmart that was in Prattville, and they said it's incredible the number that come through here.
Though it does not surprise me, and you and I are both small government guys, that if you told us beforehand, we're going to have the federal government manage the migration of millions of people over decades, do you think they'll do a good job? No. And they haven't done a good job. And good luck with that. But, I mean, I would like to see the president and this new Congress coming in solve the problem. But I'm not going to hold my breath. I don't think there's going to be any major reforms or solutions.
There you go. Don't forget Brubaker Motors. They're doing it Black Friday. Big sales. I'm talking about big sales. Prattville and Eastern Bypass location. Go by and see Dick Brubaker, Don Wicker. Tell them you're a Dan Moore Show listener and how much you appreciate them being a part of the Dan Moore Show. We're going to be back for our final hour right after this.
Dan Morris Show.